Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, a while ago, I asked the question, do you think that your doctor's ever Googled you?
Mm-hmm.
Heidi?
I don't think Heidi knows what Googles means.
Yes, I do.
Is that the thing he does after he asks you to turn your head and cough?
Maybe for you.
Quit Googling me, doctor.
That's a jingle.
Okay. Well, it's very controversial, but there's more and more doctors out there Googling people after they've had their physical or their routine checkups.
That's okay with me. I don't really have anything to hide from my doctor. I mean, he's seen stuff that I don't even put on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you got a point there.
I just can't imagine him having the time to like go and follow and see what you're doing.
Well, it could be like a nurse's assistant or a doctor's assistant, maybe doing some checkups there.
Right, but to get anything good, they probably need to be your Facebook friend. Like, you can Google, but unless you can get in their Facebook stuff, mm-hmm. I don't know how much you're going
to
learn.
Well, a lot of people have access to that. I mean, they're not blocking it.
Well, but mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time, you got to be friends with someone to see the good stuff.
Well, doctors now say there are more and more doctors Googling their patients. How many of you, if the doctor did Google you, would find something, if he went on your Facebook page, mm-hmm. he would find something that you maybe have lied about or not told him about?
No, nothing.
He okay. would. My doctor would probably want to commit me on some of the posts I've made.
Okay, all right.
So that's not a good idea.
That's one thing they are looking for, especially like if you're dealing with depression.
Yeah.
They can see some signs of that with status updates and things. And so that's a very serious thing. Also, abuse. And if you appear to be kind of psychotic or any major concerns in that area.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So, because that's some big red flags there that some serious things could happen from that situation.
See, I would think smaller stuff too, like, oh, you tell your doctor you don't drink, but he goes on your Facebook page and he sees you passed out drunk and your friends have written all over you with a Sharpie. And he's going, yeah, I don't think that's a 1 to 2 drinks a month that he told me about.
Well, he didn't ask how big that glass was.
They're right. But, yeah, I mean, or maybe you say you're not smoking, and he sees you on Facebook with cigarettes.
Smoking,
those are the kind of things I would expect them to be looking for. The mental health issues is very interesting.
It is.
Because they're looking at it and going, all right, he's got 84 depressing posts here. Maybe he's got worse depression than we thought.
They can intervene at that point and probably help you out.
Yeah, well, then, you know, put you in a psychiatric facility against your will.
Yeah, well. But more and more doctors are doing this. I'm not saying every doctor. Of course, there's many specialists out there that I don't think have to Google you.
I just don't know how many doctors have the time. I mean, it seems like when you're in a doctor's office, you got maybe 15 to 30 minutes, and then he's got another patient scheduled. Does he really have time to go looking at your Facebook, too?
Well, when you mentioned smoking, I was thinking, well, that would be an insurance company that might like to find that out.
Well, your doctor would, too. He would want to know what he's dealing with.
Well, I understand that.
Wow.
But the insurance company, because you're supposed to pay extra for being in smoker, non-smoker.
Heidi's on something else. Now insurance companies are going to be Googling us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You should never lie to your doctor.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Just I'm honest with mine. Sometimes he tells me that he doesn't need to know that. I'm like, well, just in case.
It's bad if your doctor's saying I didn't need to know that. That's not good, Kato.
That's way too much information.
But I'm honest with him.
No wonder he don't have to Google you.
No, he doesn't.
He's already writing down, mentally disturbed.
Yeah, I just bring in pictures.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.